Coach, great season. I know a tough ending for you there in Lincoln, but man, your kids were fun to watch. And just one of those deals on just, you know, that day, Overton, you play them. I think Bob told us the best. He was talking about it on the broadcast. You play this game 10 times. You probably split it down the middle 5 times. You had your chances. They did as well. Just they were the kind of better team this day, weren't they?
They were. They were pretty dominant. You know, being runner-ups last year, I knew that going into the game, they were not going to settle for second place again. So we physically just could not get in control of the game. The momentum was on their side the entire match. They really didn't screw up at all, honestly. Every single one of their hitters was on. It was a tough match to play.
Yeah, those two middles are hard enough to defend. If you get everybody else to follow suit, boy, that you just it's really tough on a team, isn't it?
Yeah, they're pretty well unstoppable. And, again, they didn't lose anybody from last year. And so they were just a dominant team all the way around. They were on that stage last year. They were prepared. They were, focused on what they wanted. And we just let the nerves get the best of us. And we did not play up to our potential. And that's just how the cookie crumbled.
This season turned out, I'm sure, just as you hoped it would. You won yourself a fair share of matches this year, no question. And by the way, what is the school record for wins? Has it come close, the wins you got this year?
Actually, last year, I think we were closer to the school record last year. I think there's the 3 losses. So it was 20. Oh, now you ask me, and it totally slipped my mind. But 20-something and 3 losses, and we had 5 losses this year. So super close to the record as far as losses, but yeah, we might have gotten the record for most wins, though. I need to look at that, Rich.
No problem. I knew you had to come close, but when you get close to 30 wins, that says a lot. You played a challenging schedule. You know the RPAC was tougher than nails, and even your non-conference games, some of the tournaments and Trianglers were pretty tough as well, weren't they?
This season was a bit of a roller coaster. You know, we lost a few games at the beginning of the season that we, were, of course, wish we could go back and replay them, and that we weren't wanting or expecting to lose. And so that just kind of sets the tone for the season as, oh, gosh, we've got some places or holes to fill and places and ways we can get better from that. And then, of course, the McCook tournament, it didn't turn out quite like we wanted to finish up there either. So that kind of put a little bit of a damper on our season, and it helped us refocus on what was important and how we wanted to finish out the season.
Couple of seniors, yeah, you got to say goodbye to them. Boy, you'd love to have them back another year. With Jalen and what she did, with Bailey, what she did, with Brylin Springer. Wow. I mean, those three played a ton for you the last couple of years.
They sure did. Yeah, Jalen and Bailey especially, they started for us as freshmen. Bailey actually earned herself the libero spot as a freshman about halfway through the season, her freshman year. And then, of course, Brylin, she stepped it up her sophomore year for us, and Leah as well. And, Leah's been out with an injury this season, so we've really missed having her on the court too. But she became a leader from the bench, and that was amazing to see. But definitely going to miss this group of girls.
I'm glad you brought that up, because there was a time they put the camera on your team during a timeout, and Leah was right in there. Right, kind of really doing a good job of coaching. I think you and Coach Albers were talking about something. She was right in there, talking to her team. That was great to see.
Yes, she was not afraid to step up and just give the girls a different perspective. The athletes are always used to their coaches harping on them and, giving them, directions and instruction and whatnot. But to hear it from a peer and to hear it from one of your teammates that's now getting a different perspective of what's going on is really cool to see. And Leah did not have any problems stepping up and helping the girls out in that way.
But the cupboard is not empty, of course. You've got some great kids coming back. You got some spots to fill. That happens every year. But when you got starting center back and Mallory Springer, you got a big-time hitter. Once again, with Aaron Johnson in the middle, you've got some other, got some youngsters. Once again, we'll fill some spots. You got to find a new libero now. So you got some holes to fill, but you got some other quality pieces around them, don't you?
Absolutely. Definitely some big shoes to fill. But like you said, we have a few dominant players coming back that I know will step up as leaders and help pave the way for the new team members and, the underclassmen that didn't get a chance to play. I have no doubt that they'll help help lead them to finding some confidence on the varsity court.
And for you, I think this is pretty much, as far as head coaching duties, correct me if I'm wrong, done for the season, or am I missing something here? Have anything else in the winter sports or the spring sports season?
Nope, I am done for the season. So now I can sit back, relax, and enjoy my family, going home to them after school. Of course, my daughter is so excited that mommy gets to pick up a daycare now. So, yeah, I can just enjoy, sit back, and watch the girls compete in basketball now.
Hey, one more thing. Are you going to be D2 again next year, or D1? Do you know that yet?
I have no idea. I'm assuming we'll stay D2 because our numbers are seriously so low. So I honestly have no idea yet. I haven't heard anything.
Well, whether it's D1 or D2, both classes are just tougher than nails. You know that. You've been in both. So really, either one, you're going to have a challenge on your hands.
Yes. Either way, it'll be challenging.